very many people have made representations to myself about this situation. Now, it's as it stands at the minute, there is an exemption limit for a child if it was being passed on to a son or a daughter, and the exemption limit is 335,000. But if you were a family who didn't have a son or a daughter, and you wish to pass it on to the nearest blood relative of a niece or a nephew, then the limit is only 32,500. So if you were to take that house with a valuation of 300,000, the exemption of 300, there would be no tax. But if you had if you were the niece or the nephew, then the exemption would be 32,500, as we said, then it would be taxable on 267,500, leaving a liability at 33% of 88,275. Mm-hmm. Now you can bring that down and say your house is worth 150,000. You can, but this is the figure that we're working off because of the upper limit on the valuation. And what we're saying, what I'm saying here quite clearly is, in a lot of cases, the tax limit that's due on this puts it past the ability of the person who got the house for to take up the house. Now, I know there's a regulation there for people who live in the house. They have to live with the principal owner for 3 years prior to the death of the owner and for 6 years afterwards as their main or principal home. But that's not what we're talking about here. It's to bring parity and equality to people who don't have children and who have a property, who've paid their tax, who've paid their mortgage, who paid their property tax, who have done everything equal, but when it goes to mull that house on to their next nearest blood relative, then there's such a disparity between no tax on a £300,000 house to 88,275, and that's just so. It's just something that we feel that we need the minister to look at and see if this can be amended in any way more to put more equitable figures.